A new film about the late Mexican artist Frida Kahlo began streaming on Amazon Prime this week.
Pinto porque lo necesito.
Filmmaker Carla Gutierrez paints a portrait of the complicated artist with her own words. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Frida Kahlo died in 1954, and since then there have been countless retellings of her life and art. I even produced a radio documentary for NPR in 1991.
Frida left behind images painted mostly on tiny bits of tin, graphic, sensual images of pain and longing.
In 2002, actress Selma Hayek starred in Julie Taymor's fictional film about Kahlo, her art, politics, and tempestuous relationship with painter Diego Rivera. Most of these treatments have relied on actors or interviews with academics, art historians, and contemporary artists. But Carla Gutierrez wanted a fresh take.
Instead of having that historical distance of like other people explaining us what she meant with her art, I really wanted to give that gift to viewers of like just hearing from her own words.
Me pinto a mí misma. Porque soy lo que mejor conozco.
I paint myself because that's who I know best, says the artist known for her selfies. Voiced by Mexican actress Fernanda Echeverria del Rivero, Kahlo's words are taken from handwritten letters and illustrated diaries in Spanish with English subtitles. Gutierrez says she wanted to get inside Kahlo's head.
Like, what was she thinking? What was she feeling? And I felt that as a Latina, somebody that grew up in Latin America, there was this connection that I have with the world that created Frida.
Gutierrez was born in Peru and saw her first Frida Kahlo painting as a college student in Massachusetts.
Her impressions of the United States and yearning home, yearning for Mexico, that painting really reflected my own experience. And then I became obsessed, like millions of people around the world.
As an editor, Gutierrez has worked on documentaries on other, what she calls, badass women. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, singer Chavela Vargas, and chef Julia Child. But Frida is her first film as director. Gutierrez and her team combed through boxes stored by Hayden Herrera, who wrote the definitive Frida Kahlo biography in 1983.
Attics and closets, they came several times. We had a good time. But I basically gave them all my research material.
That included transcripts of interviews with people who knew Kahlo. One of the film's archivists, Gabriel Reyes, also scoured university libraries, museums, and private collections to find more material.
These letters often have little doodles on them, like original Frida artwork. And she would like do kind of lipstick kisses on these letters.
In Mexico, another archivist, Adrián Gutiérrez, was able to collect some rarely seen photos and footage of Frida and Diego together, and Diego kissing another woman. There's footage of the Mexican revolutionary Emilio Zapata and of Red Cross workers in Mexico City bandaging trolley accident victims like Frida, who was famously injured as a teen. She painted about that and other pain she suffered. Film composer Victor Hernandez Stumphauser has created a soundtrack of modern electronic music with some folkloric flair and the ethereal voice of his wife Alexa Ramirez. And Gutierrez has also made the decision to slightly animate some of Kahlo's paintings. Frida's open heart beats and bleeds. Tears roll down her face, and when she cuts her hair in desperation over her divorce, her scissors move and pieces of her hair fall to the floor. The Selma Hayek film also animated Kahlo's work, but Herrera says doing so in a documentary was gutsy.
When I first saw the animation, I thought, oh my God, this is... But then I found it really seductive and really added so much to the understanding of her painting. I found them very astute and actually quite witty, and they brought you closer to Frida.
Herrera says it's remarkable that Frida mania is still very much alive.
I think she would have been pleased they were still talking about her. And I think she would have liked this film, although seeing your own paintings animated might not be easy. She might have laughed and thought it was amusing.
Herrera says this latest documentary is her favorite telling of Frida Kahlo and is itself a work of art. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.